好，弟兄姐妹们平安。
Peace to brothers and sisters.
好，我们感谢主，能够再一次有机会，能够在主里边一起来交通。
We thank you for the Lord for allowing us to have fellowship again.
好，我们还是在开始前有一些祷告。
And let's have more prayer before we start.
主耶稣，我们感谢赞美你。
Dear Lord Jesus, we thanks and praise you.
我们再次仰望你的宝血，能够洁净我们。
We look upon to your precious blood to cleanse us.
主，我们也把我们自己再次的交在你的手中。
And we give ourselves into your hand.
主，愿你今天能够与我们一同坐席。
May you to be sitting with us.
愿主今天能够向我们来说话。
And speak to us today.
主，我们在这里等候你，仰望你。
We wait before you.
也求主用你的圣膏油来高讲的翻译和听的，也主放出基本。阿们。我今天的负担是跟弟兄姐妹交通。顺服恩膏的教训。
So today I have this burden to have fellowship with you regarding to obeying the teaching of the anointing.
讲到那个恩膏的教训。
Talking about the teaching of the anointing.
这边讲到那个恩膏。
And the anointing.
我记得我刚听到这个词的时候，我不太明白是什么意思。
I remember when I first hear this word anointing, I don't know what it means.
但是后来随着弟兄姐妹的交通，渐渐的有些明白。
And through the fellowship with brothers and sisters, I gradually understand it.
我想我今天的主题经文是在约翰一书第二章二十七节。
So today the main passage I want to share with you is the first book of John, chapter 2.
你们可以打出来吗？如果弟兄姐妹有圣经的话，你们可以自己翻开。
If you have Bible, you can turn to it too.
在约翰一书的第二章二十七节。
First book of John, chapter 2, verse 27.
你们从主所受的恩膏，常存在你们心里，并不用人教训你们，自有主的恩膏在凡事上教训你们。这恩膏是真的，不是假的。你们要按这恩膏的教训住在主里面。
But the anointing which you have received from him abides in you, and you do not need that anyone teach you. But as the same anointing teaches you concerning all things, and is true, and is not a lie, and just as it has taught you, you will abide in him.
这边讲到那个恩膏。
One of the passage in the Old Testament.
在出埃及记的三十章二十二到三十三节。
Book of Exodus, chapter 30, verse 23 to 33.
出埃及记的三十章二十二到三十三节。
Book of Exodus, chapter 30, verse
22. 这边讲到耶和华晓谕摩西说。你要取上品的香料，就是流质的末药五百舍克勒，香肉桂一半，就是。 弟兄姐妹都知道亚伦和他儿子是祭司。
And we know that Aaron and his sons are priests.
啊，所以旧约这个就讲到这个膏油，特别是膏在啊祭司的和他的儿子头上。
So the Old Testament told us that anointing oil is for the purpose of anointing priests.
当然，旧约还有很多地方都提到那个圣膏油。
So there are many.Places in Old Testament also mentioning anointing oil.
不仅约里边
，There are two verses in the New Testament.
一个是在约翰福音十四章十六到十七节。
First is in the book of John, chapter 14, verse 16 to 15.
我要求父，父就另外赐给你们一位保惠师，叫他永远与你们同在。就是真理的圣灵，乃世人不能接受的，因为不见他，也不认识他。你们却认识他，常与你们同在，也要在你们里面。
And I will pray the Father that, and He will give you another help. He abides with you forever. The spirit of the world cannot receive six.
看保惠师，就是父因我的名所差来的圣灵，他要将一切的事指教你们，并且要叫你们想起我对你们所说的一切话。
But the help of the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all things that I have said to you.
还记得我们刚才读的约翰一书的第二章二十七节。
If you remember the first John, chapter 2, verse 27.
里面讲到那恩膏是常存在我们心里。
It talks about the anointing is always abide in you.
然后又讲到。恩膏是在凡事上教训我们，所以如果对应新约的这两节
，So if you are familiar with these two verses in the New Testament，
讲到那个圣灵
，It talks about the Holy Spirit。
圣灵是同样的啊，请同样的工作
，And the Holy Spirit has the same work。
圣灵也是住在我们里面，圣灵也在一切事情上指教我们。
Holy Spirit dwells in us and also teaches us all in all things。
所以我们可以从新约当中可以看到。那个恩膏就是指圣灵。
So we can see in the New Testament that anointing oil referred to the Holy Spirit.
然后，从主耶稣他自己
Jesus, Christ, in anointing,
他是神的儿子，但他在地上成为一个完全的人。
We know that he's son of God, but he's the complete man.
他站在一个人地位上，所以他在约旦河里面受浸。
As a man, he get baptized in the river of Jordan.
那当他受浸的时候，圣灵就落像鸽子一样落在他身上。
When he was baptized, the dove descended on him.
这个我想弟兄姐妹都很熟悉。
You are familiar with this, brothers and sisters.
但其实圣灵是不仅落在他身上，而且圣灵住在他里面。
So the Holy Spirit not only descend on him, but also dwell in him.
第一章的32到34节里面。
In the book of John. Upon whom you see the Spirit descending and not only this, after Jesus was, he was filled, all was
fine.
Your own Bible.
这就是为什么我们聚会的时候，我们需要自己带我们自己的圣
经。That's why we should bring our own Bible.
有的时候不能完全的，都看这个屏幕。
Count on the screen all the time.
路加福音第四章第一节。
Luke.
耶稣被圣灵充满，从约旦河回来。
He's been filled with the Holy Spirit, returned from the Jordan, and was led by the Spirit into the wilderness, being tempted for 40 days by the devil. Even though he's son of God, but he's a complete man as well.
他也能够受圣灵引导。
And he can be led by the Holy Spirit.
那我们每一个蒙恩得救的人。
So every one of us who saved by grace.
我们从得救的那一刻开始。
From the day we were saved.
圣灵就住在我们里面。
Holy Spirit dwelt in us.
那我们就称为基督徒。
And we became Christians. Son of God is willing to accept the guidance of Holy Spirit.
我们也是神的儿女。
And we are children of God.
我们也应当受圣灵的引导。
We should be guided by the Holy Spirit.
所以在罗马书第八章十四节里面讲到。
So in the book of Romans, chapter 8, verse 14.
因为凡被神的灵引导的，都是神的儿子。
For as many as are led by the Holy by the Spirit of God, these are sons of God.
所以我们真的是需要我们。他的生活当中常常能够受圣灵的引导。
So we should allow the Holy Spirit to guide us in our life.
在这个刚才我们读的约翰一书第二章二十七节里面讲到。
In the book of John.
那个膏油会在凡事上教训我。
That the anointing oil is going to teach us in all things.
他要将一切的事情都指教我。
It will guide us in teach us in everything.
所以那个。有膏油的生活
so the life with anointing oil,
所以我们受圣灵引导的生活
the life, according to the guidance of Holy Spirit,
那个膏油应该是不只是一个特殊的经历
the anointing oil is not just a simple experience,
可能我们常常有时候感觉好像膏油圣灵在我们身上工作好像很特殊
sometimes we thought that the anointing oil experience should be very special,
但从约翰一书这一节来开始，告诉我们，恩膏是应该在凡事上教训我们、引导我们。
But from the book of First John, we understand that it should be guiding our daily life.
这个膏油的恩膏的教训应该成为我们的生活化。
And the anointing oil should be in our daily life.
应该是成为我们的常态的。
It should be our normal life.
所以我们也常常说，我们基督徒受。得救之后，我们过的是属灵的生活。
So every time we say that after we are saved, we are living the Holy Spirit's life.
属灵生活其实它就是顺服膏油的生活。
And the life and the Holy Spirit is to obey.
属灵的实际
and actually the anointing teaching concerned the Holy Spirit.
像弟兄姐妹，我们都听了很多道。
I'm sure a lot of brothers and sisters listen to messages about this.
一些弟兄姐妹也很会讲道。
And some brothers and sisters are very good in preaching.
但是在我们当中，属灵的实际并不多。
But the Holy Spiritual testimony is not enough.
不是这个道不好。
It's not because we don't say it well.
道没有问题。
The truth sharing has no problem.
很多道都是非常好的道。
We have good sharing of truth.
那我想这个问题就在于我们是不是能够顺服恩膏的教训。
But the problem is whether we are willing to obey.
所以我想这个顺服恩膏教训是非常实际的。
I think this is a very practical issue regarding to the anointing.
也其实就是我们学习认识神旨意的一个最基本的功课。
And it's actually the basic lesson that we should learn.
那我想我今天就从两个方面，就从我们的生活侍奉当中，如何来学习顺服恩膏的教训。
So I want to share about two aspects. One is our life, how we serve.
那讲到生活，其实就是我们通常我们都讲我们的个人生活。
So when we talk about life, we think about our daily living.
个人的日常生活。
Our daily usual days.
那有一节圣经是在约翰福音的三章第八节。
In the book of John, chapter 3, verse 8.
这边讲到风随着意思吹，你听见风的响声，却不晓得从哪里来，往哪里去。凡从圣灵生的也是如此。
It says, the wind blows where it wishes, and you hear the sound of it, but cannot tell where it comes from and where it goes. So is everyone who is born of the Spirit.
所以这边讲到有时候风从哪里来吹，吹过来我们并不知道从哪里。
So it says that we don't know where the wind comes from or goes.
所以这个恩膏的教训呢，有的时候也不太容易摸着。
And same just like the Holy Spirit that we cannot know.
但是呢，我们可以在生活的小事当中，从小事当中学起。
But we can learn from our trivial life.
其实，如果我们注意一下我们的生活，就会发现，这个恩膏的教训，它是在我们很多的小事上都会体现出来。
If we pay attention to our daily life, we will see this anointing oil actually appear in our daily trivial things.
圣灵的工作其实管的，圣灵其实管的非常的细。
And the Holy Spirit actually, find.
我就想举一些例子跟弟兄姐妹分享。
I want to give you some examples.
可能能够让我们更加的明白什么是恩膏的教训在我们生活当中。
So that we can understand how this anointing oil actually happened in our daily life.
我记得有个姐妹她分享，她教孩子。
So I remember sisters who share how she disciplined her children.
但是她其实是在教给孩子一些做一些东西。
So she was teaching her kid to do something.
但是孩子没有 follow 她 instruction.
But the kid did not follow her instruction.
所以我们姐妹就有点生气，她就责备那个孩子，责备的比较严厉。
She get upset and rebuke her child.
然后那个孩子就不舒服。
And the child get upset.
可以从她脸上看到啊，心里边的不舒服。
And she can see the unhappy face.
但是后来呢，姐妹她自己也做同样的事情，她发现自己也做错了。
And then she repeated the same mistake that her child did, so she realized her mistake.
那圣灵就在里边提醒她。
And the Holy Spirit reminded her.
说圣灵你曾经她说你应该向那孩子去认错道歉。
And the Holy Spirit told her to admit her mistake, confess to her child.
那我们姐妹后来就顺服了里边听到了教训。
And she obeyed the Holy Spirit.
他就去向孩子道歉。
She went to apologize to her.
然后就看到孩子脸上，也看到他里面的负担，里面的这些啊一些的不开心的东西就去掉。
And she can see that her child's burden were relieved.
还有一个例子就是。有弟兄姐妹去买东西，那我们经常生活当中常常会有去买东西。
Another example is when you go shopping.
然后买完东西以后呢，发现从那个账单上看到他算错了。
After paying, you see that there's mistake.
这个东西价格算错了，或者他应该是买一个烤箱。
She went to buy a toaster.
没算上来。
It was not counted.
还是一个不小的一笔。
Not a small amount.
那。
So, as
sister struggled, 那这个到底要怎么样？里边有两种声音。
What should I do? And she got two voices.
No. 不错，你就算，你就算了吧。
One voice says,
这边直接是白送一个烤箱。
As a free toaster.
然后另一种声音说不行，要去找这个卖家把这事情告诉他。
Another voice told her, no, you have to go tell the truth.
在姐妹之间就有点挣扎。还有一些啊，去有些弟兄姐妹，他买一个东西，其实很小东西，啊，才几分钱的东西。
Sometimes the difference is only a few cents.
但是后来出来之后，发现他没有算。
And then it was not counted on the receipt.
然后他就里边也是圣灵提醒他。
And the Holy Spirit reminded her.
啊，里边提醒他说，这个东西虽然很小，才几分钱。
It reminded her that even though it's only a small item, a few cents worth.
你需要在小事上要忠心。
But you have to be honest in small trivial things.
啊，这个弟兄姐妹他们就顺就回去。
And the brothers and sisters went back.
就非常小的这个钱，几分钱照样要补偿。
It's a very small amount.
后来呢？那这些弟兄姐妹，他们是服侍大学生的。
And later on, the brothers and sisters serve the college students.
他们就跟那些大学生弟兄姐妹来分享他们的经历。
And、they share about this experience with the students.
分享那个恩膏里面恩膏的教训。
They share about the anointing oil teachings.
在这个聚会当中，有两个平时不太来聚会的大学生。
There were two.The students who were not there often.
他们就从这个分享当中得到益处。
But they gained through this share.
啊，一个小姐妹呢，啊，就在遇到一个情况，就是别人可以帮她做的假的学生证。
And this young girl were offered to have a fake student ID.
那个是很有用处的。
And it's very useful if she gets.
那个可以省帮她省很多钱。
Because it will save her a lot of money.
但是呢，这个圣灵他这个姐妹小姐妹里边提醒。
But the Holy Spirit reminded this girl.
姐妹就被圣灵感动，她就顺服，她就很果断的拒绝，不需要做那个假学生。
And Holy Spirit touched her so that she rejected this offer.
还有一个姐妹，她是去吃自助餐。
And there was another sister who went to buffet restaurant.
她跟一些不信主的朋友一起去。
She went with some non-believers' friends.
然后那个最后结算的时候呢 ，waiter 就少算了一个人的钱。
And at the at the end from the bill, there is one person less.
那些不信主的朋友当中呢，有人就很开心啊。
And the non-believers' friends were very happy.
少算一个人钱，我就赚到了。
So one less charge is a gain to them.
那个姐妹呢，里边不平安。
But it's not peaceful in the sisters.
那里边就有责备的感觉。
She felt sinful.
后来她就顺服那个里边的恩膏的教训。
She obeyed the anointing oils teaching.
她就回去把钱补上。
She went back to make up the difference.
还有一个经历就是，也是非常小的事情。
And another experience is also very trivial.
圣灵叫一个弟兄去捡那个地上一个香蕉皮。
The Holy Spirit touched a brother to pick up a shed skin of a banana.
他走过去看到地上有个香蕉皮，走路的时候。
Well, as he was walking, he saw this banana.
那个不是他扔的。
It's not thrown by him.
但是就是圣灵在里面提醒。
The Holy Spirit reminded him.
然后 弟兄就说，怎么这么小的事情你圣灵都要管吗？
And the brother was thinking of her in his heart, why the Holy Spirit want to talk to me about this little thing?
我就说，就要看你听不听话。
And Lord told him, I just want to see if you obey.
那个时候我们弟兄已经年纪很大了，已经70多岁。
Our brother was already in the 70s years old.
他年轻时候学过类似的经，类似的功课。
He learned about the same lessons when he was young.
那他就一边心里就有 question 说，怎么我这么老了还叫我学这功课？
And he questioned himself, do I still need to learn this type of lesson at 70 years old?
就还是那句话，就看你听不听话。
And he heard the voice that the Lord said, I just want to see if you obey.
然后弟兄就顺服。就主叫我解铃上，平常我就解。
And our brother obeyed and kept the.
还有一个例子，就是在一个商场，那我们去一个商场买东西的话，出来之后就到了停车场。
And if you also experience when you are shopping in a parking lot.
他有时候有，我们是买完东西里面有很多推车，我们就把东西放推车上，推到那个停车场。
And the shopping cart was pushed to cars.
有个姐妹呢，她就这样的情况，然后她听到旁边有一个别人，她的推车呢可能没有放好，这个停车场上滑走。
And the sister heard that someone talked about a shopping cart was running on the road.
然后那个停车场也没有其他任何人。
And there was no other person.
那我们姐妹就有点犹豫。
And our sister has thought.
她也不想去推。
在
里面圣灵好像有提醒他，他要把这推车推回来。
But the Holy Spirit told her to take that cart to the side.
就把别人推车要推回滑走了，推回到那个放推车的地方。
To take the cart that was lighted by other people and push it to the side.
那个时候是因为在疫情当中，那姐妹里面就有点挣扎。
And that was during the pandemic time, so she has this struggle in her head.
跟主说这个推车啊，扶手上。现在是疫情啊，可能有病毒啊。
And she was having second thought that hey, the cart has been touched by someone else and it might have virus.
那这次就算了吧，就不用去推了吧。
How about this time, just neglected it?
那它里面有挣扎，那里面圣灵也提醒他你要去。
She struggled, but the Holy Spirit told her to go.
但是他还是这样子，有挣扎的时候，那后来就圣灵就不讲话了。
And because she struggled, and she stopped hearing the Holy Spirit.
过了一会儿呢，突然间，圣灵给她一句话。
Later on, Holy Spirit gave her this.
她说，圣经里说，姐妹蒙头是为了天使的缘故。
And it told her that the sisters having the head covered is because of the.
姐妹头上需要有福泉这个记号。
And the sisters should have this sign of obedience.
这句话进来，她里边马上就心里就软下。
And because of this word, she softened her heart.
就不会再有任何的挣扎抗拒。
And she did not struggle or argue with the Holy Spirit.
就去乖乖的把这推车推过来，放到。
And she went to push the cart away.
再放。
And put it to the right.
所以圣灵是在很多的，因为恩膏的教训，在很多的生活的小事当中，都会。我们可以经历这样子。
So anointing teaching can be appeared in your daily life.
包括我们的说话。
Including your word.
有一个弟兄他去面试。
There was this brother went to an interview.
面试完了，他自己的感觉和面试官的感觉都非常的好。
After the interview, he felt good.
那后来呢？过了一会儿，里面圣灵责备。
But afterward, the Holy Spirit rebuked him.
说你说了。夸大的话，说了不准确的话。
And the Holy Spirit rebuked him that you did not say the accurate word and you boasted.
我们弟兄还在沉醉在这个自我感觉良好当中。
And our brother was still in this good feeling after the interview.
圣灵一下子把他点醒。
But the Holy Spirit awakened him.
他马上清醒过来。
And he was awakened.
他里边就充满了愧疚。
And he felt sorry.
他就向主承认。
And he admitted to the Lord.
求主赦免。
As for forgiveness,
还有有弟兄在工作当中。
And also our brothers in jobs.
会遇到很多的一些的诱惑和试探。
Many testing and tempting.
非常容易让人起贪心。
And easy to raise your greed to grow hard.
但是感谢主呢，那个恩膏会在他里面起。
But the anointing oil reminds him.
当他顺服恩膏的教训的时候
，When you obey this anointing oil teaching,
他就能够胜过这些诱惑的试探。
But he can overcome any temptation.
所以我想，其实这个例子。
So a lot of these type of examples.
我现在没有太多时间跟再讲更多的。
I would not raise any more examples at this time.
但是如果弟兄姐妹，我们注意一下我们自己的生活。
But if you pay attention to your daily life,
我们就会发现这样的例子一定非常多。
Then you will see a lot of these examples.
我想这些经历就告诉我们一点。
So I just want to point out.
就是约翰一书第二章，那句话里边讲到。那个恩膏是真的，不是假的。
That just like the book of First John chapter 2 verse 27, it says that the anointing is true and it's not a lie.
我们需要按照这恩膏的教训住在主里。
We have to abide in the Lord according to the teaching of the anointing.
当我们能够顺服这个恩膏的教训的时候，我们就住在主里。
When we are able to obey this anointing oil, we are able to abide and live.
所以一些弟兄姐妹，他们有心的，他们就会把生活当中这些经历恩膏教训的事情都记录下来。
So some brothers and sisters pay attention to details, and they are willing to write it down.
不论是顺服或者是不顺服。
No matter those they experience as obedient or non-obedient.
所以可以常常的看一下我们自己的生活是如何来经历。
So that they can review their life.
那我想那个关键的点就是顺服，是不是能够顺服
？So the key is whether you are willing to obey.
因为我们其实我们每一个人堕落之后呢，在我们里面都有那个悖逆的天性。
Because we have this rebellious nature in our heart.
我们天生都是不是顺服。
We are unwilling to obey.
但是呢，所以就在这些生活小事当中可以看出来，我们到底是悖逆的还是顺服。
But through these little things that we experience, it can show whether we obey or obey.
但是如果我们能够顺服一次呢，我们就能够被改变一次。
But if we are willing to obey one time, we can be changed one time.
耶稣他自己就完全顺服父神。
Our Lord Jesus is completely obeyed.
他也把他那个顺服的生命现在就放在我们里面。
And he put that part of obeying in our heart.
所以我们什么时候顺服恩膏在我们身上的引导？
Because whenever we are willing to obey the anointing oil guidance,
我们就能够活出那个生命。
We can live out that life.
这是可以学的。
And this is something we can learn.
可以学习顺服恩膏的教训。
We can learn how to obey the anointing oil.
当然，在我们的生活当中，可能我们现在的实际情况，是不顺服会多于顺。
And in our actual life, we might have more disobedience than obedience.
那说明我们就是还有功课需要学习。
That proves that we still have lesson to learn.
这是一个非常基本的功课。
And this is a basic lesson for us.
那如果我们越多注意我们里边那个膏油的引导
，If we allow the anointing oil to be in us，
我们如果能够越多的顺服的话
，And we allow to do more obedience，
那主在我们里边带领就会越来越丰富。
The guidance from the Lord will be more abundant.
那不仅是在我们的个人的生活当中，我们需要来学习顺服恩膏的教训。
Not only in our daily personal life that we need to learn how to obey.
我们的侍奉同样也是如此。
In our serving as well.
侍奉很多时候就是讲到教会的生活。
And serving will usually refer to the life in church.
我们每个弟兄姐妹我们几乎都是有各样的服事。
Each one of us has different position of serving.
无论我们侍奉的大小、事物的大小，或者是责任的多和少
，No matter how big or small is our service and our responsibilities，
我们都需要学习顺服里边恩膏的引导。
We have to learn how to obey the anointing oil guidance。
我们都需要学习受圣灵的引导。
We have to learn how to obey the guidance of Holy Spirit。
我们需要学习在那个膏油里边的侍奉。
And we have to learn the service in the anointing oil。
我们可以看一下主耶稣他自己。如何他在地上如何来服侍
？And we can see how Jesus Christ served.
在路加福音第4章的18到第19节。
Book of Luke, chapter 4, verse 18-19.
这边讲到，主的灵在我身上，因为他用膏膏我，叫我传福音给贫穷的人，差遣我报告，被掳的得释放，瞎眼的得看见，叫那受压制的得自由，报告神悦纳人的喜年。
The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed, to proclaim the acceptance year of the Lord.
我从这一章看到，主耶稣他自己是被膏，满有膏油。
We see how Jesus Christ was full of anointing oil.
他是能够顺着那膏油来传福音。
And he spread the gospel according to the anointing oil.
所以他的话语上的服事也是能够顺着膏油来。
For his word is obeying the anointing oil teaching.
他讲的话都是出于膏油。
The word that came out from him is full of anointing oil.
然后在使徒行传的第十章三十八节。
Book of Acts, chapter 10, verse 30.
说神怎样以圣灵和能力膏拿撒勒人耶稣，这都是你们知道的。他周游四方，行善事，医好凡被魔鬼压制的人，因为神与他同在。
How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power, who went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him.
这几节都是讲到。耶稣在肉身，在侍奉当中所有的经历。
So when Jesus was in flesh, this is the service he did.
前面路加福音是讲到主耶稣在话语上的侍奉。
So in the book of Luke, it mentioned about God's service in word.
那个使徒行传是讲到主耶稣在地上的行事和工作。
The book of Acts mentioned about the deed that Jesus did.
我们都可以看到主耶稣他是顺着膏油。
And we see that Jesus Christ are obeying the Holy Spirit to serve.
这对我们也是个提醒。
This is a good reminding to us.
如果我们顺着膏油的话，就能够为主说话，为主做事。
If we follow the Holy Spirit, we can work for the Lord and speak for the Lord.
那圣经当中还有一些例子，就讲到一些使徒们他们是如何顺服恩膏的教训。
And there are other examples how the disciples follow the Holy Spirit.
很多的例子都是在使徒行传里面。
And they are mentioned in the book of Acts.
我们在使徒行传的十三章第一到第四节里面。
In the book of Acts, chapter 13.
讲到那个巴拿巴和扫罗被圣灵差遣。
And it talked about how Barnabas and Saul were sent out.
在安提阿的教会中有几位先知和教师，就是巴拿巴和称呼尼杰的西面，古利乃人路求，与分封之王西律同养的马面，并扫罗，他们侍奉主进食的时候，圣灵说要为我分派巴拿巴和扫罗去做我招他们所做的工，于是进食祷告，安守在他们头上，就打发他们去了。
In the church at Antioch there were prophets and teachers Barnabas Simeon called Niger, Lucius of Cyrene, Manium, who had been brought up with Herod the Tetrarch, and Saul. While they were worshipping the Lord and fasting, the Holy Spirit said, Set apart for me Barnabas and Saul for the work to which I have called them. So after they had fasted and prayed, they placed their hand on them and sent them off.
他们既被圣灵差遣，就下到西流基。从那里坐船往塞浦路斯去。
The two of them sent on their way by the Holy Spirit went down to Seleucia and sailed from there to Cyprus.
所以从这节当中，这几节圣经当中，我们看到大概有五个人。
So we see five people in this verse.
他们在侍奉主。
And they were serving the Lord.
他们在进食。
They were fasted.
但是呢，他们好像并不知道要做什么。
But they don't know what to do.
然后呢，就听到了圣灵的声音。
And then the Holy Spirit told them.
是圣灵说要做什么。
And this Holy Spirit telling them what to do.
圣灵非常清楚地说，要为我分派保罗和巴拿巴和扫罗。
Holy Spirit clearly told them, set apart for me.
圣灵说，要去做我招他们所做的工。
Holy Spirit said to them to do work that I have called them to.
所以这里有一点非常清楚的，就是是圣灵起的头，不是人起的头。
So the clear point is the Holy Spirit started this.
那我想我们的侍奉很多时候呢，啊，可能是出于我们自己起的。
So a lot of time we serve because we started.
啊，是出于我们自己的热心。
And we started from our zeal.
我们很希望能够为主做些什么。
We wanted to do something for the Lord.
所以我们常常这样说，我能够为主做什么。
And a lot of time we say, how, what can I do for the Lord?
或者我认为对主什么是最好，我做什么是对主最好。
Or sometimes I think this is the best that I do this for the Lord.
但是我想从这些圣经当中让我们可以看到。
But through this verse we can see.
那我们的态度应该是说，主你要让我做什么。
We should have the attitude to say, Lord, what do you want me to do?
应该让圣灵起头，让主来起头。
That the Holy Spirit, that the Lord started.
那如果神没有起头，我们自己起头的话
，So if the Holy Spirit did not start,
将来到神的审判台前的时候，将来到主面前的时候
，And in the future when we turn to the Lord's throne,
主会说我没有让你做啊
，And the Lord will say, I did not ask you to start this.
我没有让你做的不是我叫你去做的工作啊
，It's not the work I called you to do.
而且从这些圣经当中可以看到，一些弟兄们他们在侍奉的时候，他们先是禁食。
And also from this scripture, we see that before they start serving, they fast.
禁食是他们寻求等候主的方式。
It's a way that they await for the command from the Lord.
那然后就他们就听到圣灵的声音。
Then they can hear the voice of Holy Spirit.
那这里边没有人的声音，只有圣灵的声音。
There is no voice of man, but Only voice of Holy Spirit.
他们是听到圣灵的声音之后呢，你就顺服，然后再有行动。
After they hear the Holy Spirit's voice, they obey and then they take action.
所以这边有差不多有五位弟兄。
So there were five brothers.
那可以说这是一个团体的寻求。
So this is a collective seeking.
但是他们在没有听到圣灵的声音前面以后，他们没有人去行动。
But before they hear the voice of the Holy Spirit, they did not take any action.
圣经当中也没有记载他们禁食多长时间。
The Bible did not say how long they fasted.
但是最后呢，他每一个人都清楚听到圣灵的声音。
But at the end, every one of them can hear the Holy Spirit's voice clearly.
而且他们都顺服。
And they all obey.
也许他们在这个寻求等候禁食的时候，也许他们自己有个人有自己的意见。
Maybe when they were fasting, they have their own will and mind.
但是当圣灵说话的时候，没有一个人在坚持自己的意见。
But when the Holy Spirit speaks, no one else insisted on their own opinion.
我想这些圣经也是提醒我们，我们侍奉的时候也是需要学习一个等候的功课。
So it reminded us that when we are learning to serve, we also have to learn to await.
需要等候圣灵。
To await for the Holy Spirit.
圣灵是有位格的。
Holy Spirit has a position.
圣灵就是神。
Holy Spirit represents God.
如今那个神就住在我们里面。
And God dwells in us.
所以我们的侍奉需要让神起的。
So our service has to start it from God.
主权在神那里。
And the authority is in God.
特别我们现在住在基督身体里边。
And especially we are in Christ's body.
我们是一起来祷告、寻求、等候主的心意。
We pray together and await together for the Lord's will.
我们是一起来交通。
We are fellowshipping together.
一起学习受圣灵的引导。
And we all learn together how to be guided by Holy Spirit.
我们也是在基督身体里面学习彼此的等候，彼此的相顾。
And we also learn how to be helping each other and await together.
那如果一些弟兄姐妹神还没有向他们说话的时候。
So if someone has not received the word from Holy Spirit,
他们还没有寻求到神
and they have not been able to seek the Lord,
那我们也只有继续的等候，彼此等候。
Then we can only wait together.
虽然好像人看起来这个速度很慢。
Sometimes we see that it's very inefficient.
但这是为了基督身体的缘
故。But this is for the sake of the Christ's body.
所以巴拿巴和扫罗最后呢是被圣灵差遣。
So Barnabas and Saul were sent by the Holy Spirit.
他们并不是被人派遣。
They were not sent by them.
那还有一个例子，就是在《使徒行传》十六章的第六到第七节。
And another verse in the Book of Acts, 16, verse 6.
这边是讲到那个保罗和提摩太传道，但是呢，耶稣的灵不许。
So it's talking about Paul and Timothy went out to spread the gospel.
使徒行传十六章第六到第七节。
Book of Acts, chapter 16, verse 6 and 7.
圣灵既然禁止他们在亚细亚讲道，他们就经过弗吕加、加拉太一带地方。到了美西亚的边界，他们想要往比推尼去，耶稣的灵却不许，他们就越过美西亚下到特罗亚去。
And when they had gone through Syria and the region of Galatia, they were forbidden by the Holy Spirit to preach the word in Asia. After they had come to Mysia, they tried to go into Bithynia, but the Spirit did not permit them.
里面讲到耶稣的灵就是圣灵。
So the spirit of Jesus is the Holy Spirit.
里面讲到圣灵有禁止和不许。
And the Holy Spirit forbidden them.
那我们在侍奉当中，我们有没有经历过圣灵的禁止和不许
？Have we experienced any forbidden by the Holy Spirit？
从这些圣经当中可以看到，那个其实保罗和提摩太跟我们非常像。
So actually, Paul and Timothy is just like us.
他们会有自己的想法。
They have their own thought.
因为他们这边说他们想要往比推尼去。
Because here it says that they want to go into Asia.
在这里，圣经并没有很明确的说他们是有没有寻求主。
It did not say that whether they seek the Lord idea.
但他们是显然是寻求主之后才会经历圣灵。禁止和不许。
But clearly, they had been forbidden by the Holy Spirit after they seek the Holy Spirit.
或者说，他们摸到里边那个恩膏的教训。
Or saying that they have touched the teaching of the anointing oil.
那个恩膏禁止他们，不许他们。
And the anointing oil stopped them.
他们就顺服。
And they obey.
所以，我想我们有的时候也会有些想法。
So a lot of time we have our own idea.
但有的时候我们很随便。
Sometimes we just go easy.
我们有的时候有想法了，我们就不需要寻求了，我们就可以决定了。
Sometimes we think we have a good idea, so we don't need to seek any permission.
我们有时候觉得会祷告太麻烦。
Sometimes we think praying takes too long.
太繁琐。
And too much work.
太累了。
Too tired.
或者我们有时候觉得我们这些想法，我们这些 idea 已经很好了。
Or sometimes we think our idea is the best.
有的时候我们这些想法都是为了彼此相爱，有什么错
？And a lot of time the is for the intention of to love each other. There was nothing wrong.
不需要祷告寻求了。
We don't need to seek.
我们说去做好。
It's a good way to do.
或者我们有时候很忙啊。
Or sometimes we're too busy.
没有时间祷告寻求。
We don't have time to pray and seek.
或者我们有的时候呢，也会把我们一些想法带到主面前。
Or sometimes we'll bring our idea to the Lord.
但是我们并不认真。
But we are not serious.
我们带到神面前，主耶稣，你盖个章就好了。
And we bring to our Lord and say, Jesus, see how this worked out.
我们自己认为我的想法就是神的想法了。
And sometimes we think our idea is what the Lord's idea is.
祷告寻求只是一个形式而已。
And the prayer and seeking is just a channel.
所以没有祷告清楚。到神的心意到底是如何
？So we did not pray deep enough to seek the Lord's will.
所以我觉得，确实在这边提醒我们，我们的侍奉当中，不需要来摸里边那个恩膏的教训。
So it's a reminding to us that in our busy life we have to still seek the anointing oil.
需要清楚知道神的心意是如何。
Still need to clear understanding God's will.
神禁止不许我们，那我们就清非要清楚明白。
And God prohibited you have to know why.
这边还有一个例子，讲到《使徒行传》里边讲到腓力的例子。
So there is another example in the Book of Acts and mentioned about Philip.
那弟兄姐妹也都非常熟悉这个例子。
and it's a familiar example.
使徒行传第八章二十六到二十七节。
Book of Acts, chapter 8, verse 26.
讲到有主的一个使者对腓力说：“起来，向南走，往那从耶路撒冷下加萨的路上去。那路是旷野。”腓力就起身去了。
Now an angel of the Lord spoke to Philip, saying, Arise and go towards the south along the road which goes down from Jerusalem to Gaza. This is destined.
然后在二十九节。
And verse 29.
圣灵对腓力说，你去贴近那车走。三十节，腓力就跑到太监那。
And on his way home, the Holy Spirit told Philip, go to the chariot and stay near it.
那这个例子弟兄姐妹都很熟悉，就是腓力顺从圣灵的带领。
And Philip obeyed the Holy Spirit's guidance.
他做圣灵要他做的事。
He did what the Holy Spirit commanded.
然后主就借着他叫那个太监得救并受洗。
And through Philip, Lord allowed the eunuch to be baptized and saved.
所以呢，我觉得这边讲到那个顺服恩膏。
And talk about the obedience and the Holy Spirit.
所以顺服恩膏就是主做事。
To obey Holy Spirit is allowing God to work.
那不顺服恩膏就是我做事。
And when you don't obey the Holy Spirit anointing, then it's your own work.
这是有区别的。
There's difference.
那我做事，有的时候我也可以做些事。
When I do something,
做好了结果呢，然后就把荣耀归给我自己。
And the good result will give glory to myself.
再讲到我们的侍奉，还有一点，我也是觉得我们需要在清洁的良心里边来侍奉。
So another point of serving that we have to have this good heart.Good conscience, pure conscience from the serve.
在提摩太后书
Second Timothy.
第一章第三节里边讲到
One verse three it says.
用清洁的良心来所侍奉的神
To serve with a pure conscience.
良心，弟兄姐妹都知道，良心是一个灵的一个功用。
We know that a conscience is in our heart.
所以需要有那个清洁的良心。
We need a pure conscience.
应该是没有诡诈的。
No deceitful.
我们不用世界和世人的方法来服侍。
Don't need to use the worldly ways to serve.
不耍手段，不耍手腕。
No cunning, no deceitful.
所以这个良心，清洁的良心在面前，在神的面前是站立得住的。
So the pure conscience can stand firm in front of the Lord.
所以保罗后面讲到很多的。无愧的良心。
And Paul later on mentioned about the pure conscience.
这也是圣灵在我们身上的工作。
And this is the work of the Holy Spirit.
那我们在侍奉当中还会遇到一个障碍。
And we are going to face another hindrance.
就是我们的肉体。
That is our flesh.
如果我们能够顺服我们里边恩膏。
If we can obey the anointing.
如果我们能够随从圣灵。
If we can follow the Holy Spirit,
就不会放纵那个肉体。
Then we will not let go of our own lust.
就像加拉太书第五章十六节里面讲到的。
Just like in the book of Galatians, chapter 5, verse 16.
你们当顺着圣灵而行，就不放纵肉体的情欲。
Walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh.
我想很多时候，我们在服事当中。有的时候很多讲话的时候说话的时候
When we are serving a lot of time when we speak
也是我们需要一个学习的一个功课
It's a lesson for us to learn
我们说话需要摸我们里面的感觉
As we speak we have to touch how we feel
要学习顺着膏油说
To follow the anointing oil to speak
不在我们肉体里面讲话
Not to speak out of our flesh
如果没有这个膏油我们就学习不出
If you don't have the anointing oil, then you cannot learn.
因为没有膏油的话，有的时候都会带来难处。
Because when there is no anointing oil, you bring difficulties.
那我们也可以看到， 肉体在我们说话当中的一些表现。
And you will see how it reflected from your flesh.
我们有的时候会大声的说话，要去压制别人。
We speak very loud to suppress others.
还有的时候会用那个吵架的那个腔调。
And we use the tone of argument.
这个都是肉体在我们说话当中的表现。
And this is out of our flesh.
我记得有个弟兄，有一次聚会当中，后来他有一个弟兄，他后来有别的聚完会之后，过一段时间，弟兄看到他讲话，用水我的嘴巴，折我的嘴巴。
And one time there was a brother after a gathering, he used his hand to cover his mouth.
他讲话都是这样讲。
He was talking with his hand covering his mouth.
就跟我们现在戴口罩一样。
Just like when we are having our mask on.
后来弟兄就问他，因为。
So another brother asked him why you be hesitant.
弟兄说，因为我在那次聚会当中大声讲话。
And he said because I spoke very loud to him last time.
所以我们需要学习说话时候顺服恩膏的教训。
So we have to learn the lesson of speaking according to the anointing.
当然，我想弟兄姐妹，我们都很知道这个肉体的。
We all know how corrupted is our flesh.
我们也通常都知道，都认为肉体是不好。
We understand how bad is flesh.
就像加拉太书第五章里边讲到很多的肉体的这个表现。
In the book of Galatians, chapter 5, they mention about a lot of bad things that are built through the flesh.
但其实肉体很诡诈。
So our flesh is very tricky.
And tricky.
And it's tricky.
诡诈之处是肉体有好的那一方面。
Because it has a good side.
我们通常我们说的好的肉体。
And we can say the good side of flesh.
我们通常不知道这是肉体。
And even though we don't know it came from flesh.
我们以为是好。
We thought it's good.
但其实是肉体。
But it came from flesh.
就像人的热心。
And just like our enthusiasm.
那人看来呢，就是好的事情。
It's a good thing. In the point in the eye of man.
很多事情都是为了弟兄姐妹。
And a lot of things is for brothers and sisters.
为了彼此相爱。
And for the sake of loving each other.
我们有好的动机。
And we have good intention.
Yes, good intention.
So it's good intention.
但这是不是神的心意？
But is it the heart of the Lord?
那在圣经当中有提到一些这方面的例子。
So there are some examples in the Bible too.
你可以看到在立位记的第十章一到第二节。
In the Leviticus chapter 10, verse 1 and 2.
讲到亚伦的儿子献燔火。
It talked about the son of Aaron gave offered profane fire.
亚伦的儿子拿达拿比户各拿自己的香炉盛上火加上香在耶和华面前献上燔火。耶和华没有吩咐他们。就有火从耶和华面前出来，你聪明，你就死在耶和华面前。
Then Nadab and Abihu, the sons of Aaron, each took his head censer, put fire in it, put censers on it, and offered profane fire before the Lord, which he had not commanded them. So fire went out from the Lord and devoured them, and they died before the Lord.
他们亚伦的儿子就是祭司。
So the sons of Aaron, they are also priests.
你可以看到他们在圣经记载，他们拿的是自己的香。
So the Bible mentioned that they took their own incense.
他们献上燔火。
And they offered profane fire.
是耶和华没有吩咐他们。
It was not commanded by the Jehovah.
他们也有好动机，他们是要来服侍神，要献祭。
They had a good intention to offer.
他们做的不是神让。
But it was not commanded by the Lord.
所以可以看到神的处罚非常严厉。
So you see the great punishment from the Lord.
还有就是在讲到那个乌撒扶牛车的事，弟兄姐妹都很熟悉。在历代志上的十三章第一到第十一节。
And another example is regarding to Usha got killed by holding the
这边讲到大卫与千夫长百夫长就是一切首领商议 大卫对以色列全会众说，你们若以为美，见这事是出于耶和华我们的神，我们就差遣人走遍以色列地，见我们未来弟兄，又见住在有郊野之城的祭司利未人，使他们都到这里来聚集。
So in the first Chronicles, chapter 13, verse 1, David conferred with each of his officers, commanders of thousands and commanders of hundreds. He then said to the whole assembly of Israel, if it seems good to you and if it is the will of the Lord our God, let us send word far and wide to the rest of our brothers throughout the territories of Israel and also to the priests and Levites who are with them in their towns.To come and join us.
我们就把神的约柜运到我们这里来，因为在扫罗年间，我们没有在约柜前求问神。全会众都说可以如此行，这事在众民眼中都看为好。
Let us bring the ark of our God back to us, for we did not inquire of it during the reign of Saul. The whole assembly agreed to do this because it seemed right to all the.
于是大卫将以色列人从埃及的西爱河直到阿玛口都招聚了来，要从基列耶林将神的约柜运来。大卫率领以色列众人上到巴拉，就是属犹大的基列耶林，要从那里将约柜运来。和约柜就是坐在二基路伯上耶和华神留名的约柜。
So David assembled all the Israelites from the Sihor River in Egypt to Lebo Hamath to bring the Ark of God from Kiriath-Jearim. David and all the Israelites with him went to Bala of Judah, Kiriath-Jearim, to bring up from there the Ark of God the Lord, the Ark of God the Lord, who is enthroned between the cherubim, the Ark that is fortified by me.
他们将神的约柜从亚比拿的家里抬出来，放在新车上。乌撒和亚西约赶车。
They moved the ark of God from Anabadab's house on a new cart with Uzzah and Ahio guiding.
大卫和以色列众人在神面前用琴瑟、锣鼓、号作乐，一力跳舞歌唱。到了基顿的河场，因为牛失前行，乌撒就伸手扶住约柜。
David and all the Israelites were celebrating with all their might before God with songs and with harps, lyres, tambourines, cymbals, and trumpets. When they came to the threshing floor of Kedar, Uzzah reached out his hand to steady the ark because the oxen stumbled.
耶和华就向他发怒，因他伸手扶住约柜击杀他，他就死在神面前。大卫因耶和华击杀乌撒，心里谋反，就称那地方为比列斯乌撒，直到今日。
The Lord's anger burned against Uzzah, and he struck him down because he had put his hand on the ark, so he died there before God. Then David was angry because the Lord's wrath.Had broken out against Uzzah, and to this day the place is called Perez Uzzah.
所以我们弟兄姐妹如果都知道、都熟悉旧约的话，都知道那个约柜是要祭司抬的。
So if you are familiar with the Old Testament, you will know that the Ark of God required priests to pick it up.
大卫应该是知道这个事情。
David should have known.
他在这里召集会众。
But he called the assemblies.
他征集那些会众的意见。
He called for the opinion of the assembly.
但是他没有去问神。
But he did not seek.
他知道约柜是要祭司抬的。
He should know that the ark required priest holding.
他没有按照神的吩咐去做。
But he did not obey God's command.
他在这里边就自以为是。
And he felt he had done well.
他这边就是，第二节他就说，他是对以色列会众说。
He said to the whole assembly of Israel.
然后第六节，全会众都说可以如此行。
这是在众民眼中都看为好。
And the whole assembly agreed to do this. It's the same right to all the people.
所以大卫就自以为是了，他就照着自己和会众的意见就去做。
But David felt good about himself because the whole assembly agreed.
所以刚才第七节里面，他就把这个约柜放在牛车上，放在新的牛车上。
So like in verse 7, they moved the ark of God on a new cart.
他这个做法是有点效法这个非利士的做法。
And doing so is copying how the Philistine did.
因为非利士人当初约柜给他们掳去的时候，最后这个神界的约柜在非利士人当中来一些很多事情发生，所以非利士人最后把约柜运回来的时候，因为他们也不明白神的神的法则，他们就是用牛车把约柜运回来。
So Philistine captured the ark of God, but something a lot of bad things happened to them. So they sent the ark of God back to the Israelites, and they used hard food by ox.
所以大卫在这里边其实是效仿非利士。
So David actually copied what the Philistine did.
这个也是提醒我们，我们很多时候侍奉的时候是照着世界上的做法。
So this is to remind us that a lot of time we serve the Lord using the worldly way.
而且圣经那旧约讲得非常清楚，一些圣物摸了以后就是要死。
And the Bible actually mentioned very clearly that all the sacred items cannot be touched by them.
民数记第四章十五节。
In Numbers
四章第十五节。
Chapter 4 verse 5.
讲到将要起营的时候，亚伦和他儿子把圣所和圣所的一切器具都盖完了，割下的子孙要来抬，只是不可摸圣物，免得他们死亡。会幕里这些物件是割下子孙所当抬。民数记四章第十五节。
After Aaron and his son have finished covering the holy furnishings and all the holy articles, and when the camp is ready to move, the Kushites are to come to do the carrying, but they must not touch the holy things or they will die. The Kushites are to carry these things that are in the tent of meeting.
所以神想得很清楚，这些圣物摸的话就是死。
So God has this clear commandment that.If they touch the sacred things, they will die.
所以可以看到乌撒的动机是好的。
So you will see the intention of Uzza was good.
他是要帮神的忙。
He wanted to help God.
但是呢，神的意思不是这样。
But God's intention was not this.
所以他就被击杀了。
So he was killed.
所以，这个圣经在撒母耳记下里边讲的，这是一个错误。
So it mentioned in the Bible that this was a mistake made.
还有一个例子，就是在新约里边也讲到的。
And there is another example in the New Testament.
我们都很熟悉的彼得不要主上十字架。
And this is a familiar story that we learned from the New Testament that Paul did not want the Lord to went up to the cross.
在马太福音的十六章二十一到二十三节。
Book of Matthew, chapter 16, verse 21.
从此，耶稣才指示门徒，他必须上耶路撒冷去，受长祭司长仍是许多的苦，并且被杀，第三日复活。彼得就拉住他，跟他说：“主啊，万不可如此，这是必不临到你身上。”
From the time Jesus began to show to his disciples that he must go to Jerusalem and suffer many things from the elders and chief priests and scribes, and be killed and be raised in the third day.Then Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him, saying, Far be it from you, Lord. This shall not happen to you.
耶稣转过来对彼得说，撒旦，退我后边去吧，你是绊我脚的，因为你不体贴神的意思，只体贴人的意思。
But he turned and said to Peter, Get behind me, Satan. You are an offense to me, for you are not mindful of things of God, but of the things of men.
从这边可以看到彼得的动机也是好。
So you will see the intention from Peter was good.
但他是体贴人的意思。
But he minds the things of men.
所以我们人的肉体，人的热心，
So our flesh, our enthusiasm.
我们常常想帮神的忙。
We want to help God.
结果是越帮越忙。
But then we actually create more problems.
很多时候给神添乱。
And we created difficulties for God.
所以我觉得这个，我们如果能够学习顺服里面恩膏的教训。
So if we can learn how to obey the anointing oil.
确实非常需要这样的学习。
It truly needs such learning.
学习如果没有主的膏油，我们就不说。
So if there is no anointing oil, then we don't speak.
没有主的膏油就不做。
If there is no anointing oil, we don't do.
我们到底是要讨神的喜欢呢，还是要讨人的喜欢？
Are we pleasing God or pleasing man?
我们还是要满足我们自己的欲望。
Are we satisfying our own will?
我想这里边也讲到，也是关于到一个魂的问题。
So there is related to soul as well.
我们得救之后，我们就是在经历那个魂的救恩。
After we are saved, we gone through this soul.
因为我们的魂呢、啊，非常的掺杂。
Because our soul is very complicated.
魂、心思、意志和情感。
Our heart, our mind, and our emotion.
我们常常有很多自己的掺杂。
These are all complicated.
很多时候有我们自己的心思、自己的意志，还有自己的情感。
A lot of time we have our own thought, our own mind, and our own emotion.
但是如果我们能够学习顺服恩膏的教训，
But if we are learning how to obey the anointing oil,
我们的魂就会被更新。
Then our soul will be renewed.
就会有一个纯净的魂。
And we will have a pure soul.
这是主所要的。
And this is what God wants.
所以在彼得前书第一章二十二节里面讲到。
So in the book of First Peter, chapter 1.Verse 22.
你们既因顺从真理，竭尽了自己的心，只爱弟兄没有虚假，就当从心里彼此切实相爱。
Since you have purified your souls in obeying the truth through the Spirit and sincere love of the brethren, love one another fervently with a pure heart.
这边讲到竭尽了自己的心。
So here is talk about purify your own soul.
Yeah, 就他那个心，其实原文就像姐妹刚才翻的，那个是魂。
So heart, it also means soul.
所以我想，我们在经历魂的更新，就是要让我们的魂能够有一个被 purify.
As we gone through renewing soul, it actually needs to be purified.
神要的是我们有一个纯净的。
God wants us to have a purified soul.
所以我想讲到顺服恩膏的教训。
God taught us about the obedience of Holy Spirit.
这其实是我们里边的情况。
This is what is inside us.
鼓励我们弟兄姐妹是走里面的道路。
Encourage brothers and sisters to walk this way.
这个不是外面的活动和宗教的行为。
It's not something in the ritual or activities.
所以我们需要走里面生命的道路。
We have to walk this life.
不仅我们成人是如此。
Not only for adults.
这些孩子们，我们也需要引导他们从小就走里面生命的道路。
To our children, we also have to guide them to walk this way of life.
所以，约翰一书这个二章二十七节。
So first book of John, chapter 2, verse 27.
按照恩膏的教训住在主里面。
Anoint, to abide in Him according to the anointing.
约翰弟兄在他老年时候给我们一句非常简单的但是可以实行的话。
When Apostle Paul, Apostle John were old, and he gave us this.
我们弟兄姐妹常常说这是一个秘诀。
And a lot of brothers and sisters mentioned that this is the secret.
这也是我们我要学习的基本的属灵的功课。
And this is the basic learning for us.
再说一次，也对我也是个提醒。
And to me, it's also a reminding.
这是最基本的属灵的功课。
This is the basic spiritual lesson.
我们的生活和侍奉，很多时候都忽略我们在我们里边的膏油。
Our life and our serving neglected the anointing oil.
忽略我们里边跟随膏油。
Neglected to follow the anointing oil.
忽略这个我们里边受圣灵的引导。
Neglected to follow the Holy Spirit's guidance.
所以很多时候我们需要从头开始。
So a lot of time we need to start from the beginning.
现在还不迟，因为主还没有回来。
It's not too late yet because the Lord has not returned.
所
所以我们需要今天开始就在就学习顺服里边恩膏的教训，是可以从最小的事情上学习。
And learn from the smallest item.
那当主回来的时候呢，有一点是非常重要的。
And when the Lord returns, there is this important point.
啊，就是要预备我们的预备油。
That is, we have to prepare the oil.
那弟兄姐妹都知道马太福音二十五章里边。
As you know, in the book of Matthew, chapter 25.
讲到十个童女。
I talk about the 10 virgins.
啊，五个聪明的都预备油在器皿里。
Five are wise, and they prepared oil in their utensil.
那五个愚拙的呢？他就是没有预备油。
And the foolish one did not prepare the oil.
所以我们需要从现在开始就跟随膏油。
So from now on, we have to follow the oil.
我们现在跟随膏油，才将来才会有油。
Only when we start following the anointing oil, we will have more anointing oil in the future.
如果我们现在不跟随膏油，将来怎么可能会有油？
If we don't follow the anointing oil now, how would we collect enough anointing oil?
所以我们最后的学习顺从里边恩膏的教训。
So the goal is to learn how to follow the anointing oil.
最后的目的。
And the goal, again.
乃是要叫主能够更多得着我。
That is to allow the Lord to obtain us more.
就像腓立比书第三章十二节里边讲到的。
Like in the book of Philippians, chapter 3, verse 12, it says,
说我已经得着了，已经完全了，我乃是竭力追求，或者可以得着基督耶稣，所以得着我。
Not that I have already attained, or am already perfected, but I press on, that I may lay hold of that for which Christ Jesus has also laid hold of.
我们常常都说啊，我们要得着。
A lot of time we say we want to obtain Christ.
不仅是我们需要得着。
Not only we want to hold on to the Lord.
他更希望他得着我。
And the Lord also wants to hold on to us.
所以我盼望我们能够在我们的生活和侍奉当中。
So in our life and our serving.
借着我们学习，一同来学习顺从恩膏的教训。
Through our lessons of following the lessons of the Holy Spirit,
能够让主更多得着我。
That the Lord may attain us more.
好，我今天就分享这些。
And this is my sharing today.